It does need better. Hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well. You're working lighting. I only got one light up just because of the whole fire in the house thing. So it is what it is. We'll deal with it. Anyway, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And this is our 673rd episode. And today I want to talk about value and being on time versus more stuff, right? And it's a great debate that everyone has, and I want to go through a couple areas of that discussion and bring back some of my project management stuff, why on time is valuable. More stuff's good too, but let's talk about that. Okay, so this is 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach, which I've already said twice already. And here we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way so you can bring value to your customer. Not work crazy hours to get that value to the customer, because we know everybody wants us to. And get home to family and friends so you can have fun, bond with people, learn some things, have some conversations outside of the office, because it's nice to have a diversity of conversations. Not everything in the bubble of the office. Some things outside the bubble of the office, right? And have fun in the office and at home. So, this topic. On time versus more. I hear metrics. People talk metrics. I talk commitment. I talk about what's your commitment level. And the two of them are hand in hand, by the way. Where there are groups out there who go, well, why are we going to eat it? Here's the problem. People overcommit. Can't get it done, and stuff rolls in the next sprint and is late and not on time. Why? Because the business customer wants more. However, sometimes what customers want, which is, you know, good, isn't always the best. Because if they don't get all the pieces of the puzzle, they get nothing, right? Especially in these larger organizations where you have different teams delivering different parts. I'll give you an example. Years ago, when I was a program manager, I had $40 million contract on managing it. I had different organizations, different companies working for me in different locations. And one group would be late or say they're going to be late. My software group was one of them. So I went to the software group. So, oh, we're going to be like late. I said, you do realize I have 10 people over in the integration test lab waiting for the software. I have a window to get it done. If I miss the window, what do I do? Do I take your budget from your development area and give it to them to pay them to do nothing for this next week? Because they're waiting for you. So this is where the on-time factor comes on, where people don't understand. Well, what's the big deal if I'm late? The big deal is there's a lot of dependencies. Other groups, other companies. I had other companies that were late. Another group was building hardware in Canada. And we needed to get the hardware so we could integrate software to see how it would work. If I wasn't getting the hardware from Canada, that was a big company, we were screwed. And no brand new computers never existed before, or it was kind of, but we made it work to use the software. So there's a dichotomy, right? If they're late, I can't integrate, I can't test, I can't meet our goals to get in before. In that case, it was a major production order. We missed one, and they caused me to miss them, and they lost, I don't know, $200 million worth of business because we missed a production schedule. They could have got in. I'm going to say they could have made so much more money than they did. It would make the money they made look like chicken feed because they didn't get in early enough and on time like they projected. So this is why we look at commitments. This is why MVP is so valuable. People want more. However, if you miss the deadline, the integration of all these different components isn't going to happen. You got people waiting on the other side that don't have the stuff they need to get their job. And when you got to put it all together to build that product, even the small bit of product, you get nothing, right? And someone's got to pay their salary to be working and stand and wait, fiddling their fingers. Where's my fiddle my fingers? I want to fiddle my fingers until you give me my code. Or my product, or my piece of the action that I need from you. So there is a balance of being on time versus more. more you could say, I can get more value. However, if the more isn't very well done, you're not going to make the value you want out of it because your customer service people are going to come back to you and scream bloody murder. So in other words, you really don't make as much money as you thought you did. So this is where understanding your velocity as a team, being respectful of what the team can do, and not overcommitting comes into play. You overcommit, you're going to be late. I'm going to tell you that right now. Something's going to be late and someone's going to have a dependency and someone's going to want something. So it's very important to the scrum master, the agile coaches, the managers, the product owners, the team, everyone who's a stakeholder, make sure and challenge a team that wants to overcommit. Yeah, we want everything on the planet as a product owner or a customer. Of course we do. We just can't get it all and be able to integrate it all together. So I just wanted to share that one with what happens when you overcommit, you become late. It costs the company more money because other people are waiting for stuff. So it's better to commit at a reasonable level, what your velocity was, the previous sprint, minus any capacity issues, like someone going off on vacation for a week or two, and delivering to that, because then the other teams can plan around that, and you can definitely get say, I'm going to give you something that's done, that works, that's solid, not something that, oh, by the way, I got to make a fix to it because I just fucking put a bug in it, or I didn't test it, right? So you want to get that done. So the value of more product to sell to the customer. However, is it very valuable stuff? That's why we prioritize the backlog. You want to get the stuff at the top of the backlog. The stuff at the bottom of the backlog may not be as important, right? Everyone says, well, everything's important. Well, no, it's not, okay? And you need to challenge that. When anybody says, well, everything's important, well, then you suck as a manager, literally. You suck as a product owner. You can't figure out what the value, what has, everything has different values. And if you're not putting the most valuable thing up front, then you suck as a product owner, right? If you can't tell me what the value of your items are and how one's more valuable than the other one or more important or more integral into making the full product going, then you're not doing your due diligence as a product owner. So are we done? And then the voice from the heavens speaks, are you done yet? I am done. So I will say goodbye, happy scrumming, and we'll see you tomorrow. Take care. And we are done.